All right, you know that music? Same as it ever was? Not really, because technology is changing every day, and it's a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey, senior editor from CNET, on the phone with us. Bridget, how are you?
Good morning. Good to talk to you guys again.
Bridget, can I start off? I saw something online. I saw a story online that I don't really understand. I kind of get the basics of it, but I need you to go into some detail with me. It's a process. It's a video process called faking, where essentially they have the technology now. Let's say they use Wendy as an example of this. They want to make it look like I'm doing something, but they focus on Wendy, and then somehow they switch it so that I become her. You know what I mean? Like, she's pole vaulting, but it's really me doing it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. This
I
is
don't.
Something you're going to hear more about, especially with people worried about what they're seeing online, if they can believe their own eyes. You know, there's lots of things of people talking about fake news, but now you have to worry about fake videos, and what the term this goes under is called deep fakes.
Deep fakes, right. That's it exactly.
And there's a lot of tech companies, big tech companies like NVIDIA and others, who have made this technology open source. It's kind of like that moment in Jurassic Park where you go, you didn't stop to think about if you should make it before you make it. But they made it so you could take existing video, and the software could maybe map, you know, your face, Bill, and track where your lips are moving and kind of make an existing video move your lips in the same way. So there's an example where a comedian who was doing an impersonation of President Obama, you know, he sounded like him, and he could make it look like the video was saying completely other things, you know. And so you're in an era now where computer algorithms are so smart, it's almost like photoshopping a video. You can make it look like anyone is saying anything or doing any kind of dance. Of course, it's still very technical, but the worries we have to obviously think about is that it's hard to detect what's real and what's fake sometimes. I think there's some experts who are able to say, oh, that's a photoshopped photo. I can tell this has been messed with. But those same experts look at the data on a video that has this done, and they go, there are a few tells, but it's getting so smooth now that it's hard to look at the code behind the file and tell if this is an original file or if this has been messed with. So this is going to be a troublesome.
That's scary. Message.
They said in the report that within a year it'll be 99 to 100% undetectable, that you'll watch a video and you'll go, no, I saw that guy admit that he committed a crime, even though he didn't do it. It was done in a studio somewhere.
Yep, we're going to have to really count on the future generation to be able to be savvy enough to find ways of detecting when it's in a manipulated video and when it's not. Because so kids, go to school for this.
Yes.
I think this is going to be the next way of doing cyber detection skills, you know.
God, how are these kids today, when they become our age, going to be able to trust anyone?
And they're not. And that's why people are on Instagram just looking at photos and not thinking too hard about things. Because
I mean, that's really frightening, because if you think of how many things people have fallen for today or last year or 3 years ago.
Without even video.
Without this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is frightening.
Very, very spooky. Please tell us that there's a microwave oven that can be controlled by Alexa. Please. Is there?
I like to try to balance it out for you, yes. Okay, so for $60, Amazon now has a microwave that you can say, Alexa, cook one potato, or whatever the phrase is, and it'll cook potato for you. It can also have it order you more things, like if you need more popcorn for that movie night. Amazon has come out in the past week with a ton of new voice-activated devices. There's even a wall clock for $40. Tells you the time.
Terrible. Everybody has a phone in their hand.
A microphone. well, not every item has a microphone. The microwave and the wall clock do not have their own microphone. what it's designed to do is pair up with your existing speaker because they want you to buy more things, or use the app on your phone to talk to it, which is kind of a pain. I'd just rather look up at the clock, you know. The point is they are just flooding the market. There's even something for your car. I think it's right now an invite only to buy it. It's called the Echo Auto. So it just sits on your dash for like $25, so you can control your car, you know, system with, you know, talking to it. I think the entertainment system is really what it is, or making phone calls. But still, Amazon is just flooding the market, really trying to see where things stick.
One of the funniest moments going to my in-law's house, we were there about a month ago, and my father-in-law got Alexa in a very pretty, like, tweed case on it.
Yeah.
And it's sitting in the front room. My mother-in-law got it for him. And so Papa's sitting there, and it's like, Alexa, play Gene Vincent Bebopalula. And if Alexa doesn't hear him right, he yells at Alexa. Oh. It is the funniest thing to listen to. But I have to admit, it's pretty cool. You just walk into the room. I went in and said, play Bill and Wendy on WGN Radio, and boom.
There it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool, but I love when he fights with Alexa. I said buttered popcorn.
What's going on at Instagram? They've lost some of their main people. What happened there?
Oh, their two co-founders just quit. So if you think back, Instagram was something that was started in 2010. Facebook bought it 2 years later for $1 billion. And speaking of a billion, you know, just recently it hit 1 billion monthly users. So, you know, Instagram has been huge, but it's always been kind of seen as, hey, we'll run it independently of Facebook. We're kind of our own thing, even though Facebook owns us. And now the two, you know, co-founders are saying they're leaving to, quote, take some time off to explore curiosity and creativity again, end quote. So I feel like, you know, that means that they probably want to do their own thing and that they don't want to be dealing with the whole Facebook, you know, combination anymore. That said, you know, we're in a time of social media where everyone's criticizing everything. So, you know, why they left is still a little up in the air, but certainly it's a challenging time in social media for leadership right now.
Speaking of Facebook, Bridget, did you see John Oliver's piece on Facebook overseas that took place on Sunday night?
Oh, no, I always watch it too late. I have to watch it later. Yeah, no, I didn't get to see it.
It's about how in third world countries where they don't have a lot of internet options, people take to Facebook and they totally manipulate it. I mean, we've certainly seen that here in the United States, but they're talking about in other countries where their social media is extremely limited and Facebook has a much bigger role in what people do online. They're just being force-fed stories that are completely fabricated, and everybody reading them just 100% believes them.
Yeah, it really is scary. What you hear about people seeing fake stuff on our, you know, Facebook, it's only exacerbated elsewhere. And if you think about the resources that we have for all these news outlets that we maybe, you know, go and we double check things or we can look it up, it's not that parallel doesn't exist everywhere.
Frightening, huh?
Yeah. It really makes you realize the power of these networks and do these you know, executives really think about how they can change it, or is it just about, well, I can't change it, just keep growing,
yep.
You know?
So true.
I'm going to be scared to leave the house.
Don't leave the house anymore, Wendy. It's not a good place for you.
Wow.
It's not. Bridget,
yes,
thanks for... Oh, come on.
So your house is full of Alexa talking to you, and then you
leave
it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I'm going to stay in a closet.
That's all you can do. Bridget, thanks for helping out today. Always fun to talk to you. It's Bridget Carey from CNET, everybody.
Thanks, Bridget.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Bader.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.